The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real The Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Dr. Felicity Keough of Keough Chiropractic in St. Charles, Missouri. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. We had a great meeting just a few weeks back, and I learned a bit about your personal story and how you got into chiropractic. And I would love for you, I'm just so excited for you to be here to share that with everyone. I think it's so relatable what you've been through and how you've come out on the other side in such a wonderful place. So let's jump in. First off, you are not the first chiropractor in your family.
Correct. So I'm a third generation. So grandparents, uncle, and then myself.
So cool. And so, all right, but chiropractic's changed a bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the premise is always the same, but yeah, it's definitely changed throughout the many decades.
Sure. Yeah. So, all right. But how did you get started in this? Was it like, oh, you know, they're chiropractors. That's just what I'm going to do.
I would like to say yes, but that's not how it happened for me. So growing up in a chiropractic family, I just kind of almost like, you know, you get it whenever you want. You know, you take advantage of it because you just can have you can have adjustment anytime you want.
Oh, absolutely.
So, which is awesome. But it wasn't really until I got to be 13, 14 when I had a health crisis, if you will. So I started my menstrual cycle, as I explained. And it was, to sum it up in one single word, it'd be debilitating. I was incapacitated for days on end, month after month after month. So, you know, instead of being this teenager who was, you know, supposed to be having fun and was going into high school and had a lot of friends and getting into cross country, like, you know, that was my life, it kind of all came to a screeching halt when I started my menstrual cycle. So that was really when, you know, things started to change for me, not just physically, but like also mentally and psychologically. I was kind of depressed. I was like hopeless. I thought, why is this happening to me? I was embarrassed because I'd be missing for days on end.
You know? And at that age, how are you going to explain?
Yeah, and you don't want to talk about that. You know?
It's still not fun to talk about, right?
No, it's always uncomfortable.
Part of life, and we get used to it, and we're empowered women, and so it's like, hey, but it's still not fun to talk about.
And that's kind of the story is like, I didn't even think to talk about this with my grandpa, who was a doctor of chiropractic, you know, and like, I didn't even want to bring it up because I didn't know at that point that was something that chiropractic even could help, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So basically, I went through a whole gamut of like doctor after doctor, medical doctors, and did a lot of different things. But really, the main thing that was recommended to me, the main remedy, if you will, was birth control. And I think that's very relatable to a lot of women because even yourself.
Even myself. I honestly, when I started my cycle, I had an entire month that I mean, it was almost incapacitating, same kind of thing. And it was like, well, we'll put you on birth control and that's what we'll do. And then all kinds of other havoc was wreaked.
Oh my
gosh. So, yeah.
It seems like every woman every single person I talk to my story, I tell my story about, they always can say something like, oh, that happened, that in some capacity.
Everyone got the magic pill. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is unfortunate because birth control is a Band-Aid, you know, it doesn't really fix the problem. But so I was desperate, and being a chiropractic believer and growing up in that, I did not want to go that route, but I kind of felt like desperate. So I started taking the pill, and what I noticed was after, you know, the month of taking it, I started my cycle and I had no issues. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been cured. You know, like here I am, this, you know, 16 or whatever year old girl. And I thought, well, this obviously fixed me. So I had a couple months like that. And after a few more months, I noticed that everything was resurfacing and coming back. And the chiropractor background in me was like, I could go get a higher dose, but I don't want to do, like, I know this is just a Band-Aid. It's not getting to the root cause. So,
well, and thank goodness that you were at least from that perspective, you had the awareness there could be a root cause. Honestly, not really something that's on most people's radar.
No.
Certainly wasn't mine up until, as you know, about my health journey, all of that.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, well, the body's not meant to do that. You know, it's right. It can heal and it's supposed to function and there is a root cause. And it was just mind blowing. So how amazing that you had that wherewithal, even in this process.
I feel very blessed because it could have just continued on. Like I see people every day that they've been on the birth control pill for 15, 20 years because they just they may have not had issues and they didn't even think about that. So yeah. I was lucky I wasn't on it very long. But my health continued to decline. I still had the terrible cramping, all the other side effects, all the other symptoms. I also noticed that like my gut was, my digestion was really, really off. My moods were not stable. Like things were just kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
So I went and started, you know, looking at doctors again. And the next best thing that was recommended was more invasive. It was, let's do surgery to figure out like why you're having this debilitating pain.
And you're how old at this point?
I was probably 17, 18.
So 17, 18, the pill wasn't the answer. So clearly the next step is surgery.
Well, exactly. Like yeah. When you're in that model, you know, like, and I'm not trying to bash the medical model, but it's just a different model than what we're in, you know, so.
Nor am I. What I am trying to point out though, because I think so many people are just so ingrained in it that, you know, it's like, oh, well, the next step is surgery. No. So I'm going to change my tonal inflection on the way I say that, right? So the pill didn't work. So the next step is surgery.
Yeah.
And that's how we should react to that, right? Mm-hmm. Cutting on the body should be
the last thing
that we do. It just makes sense.
And even at like 17, 16, however old I was, I knew like, no way am I going to jump right in there.
Yeah.
I started doing some research on alternative, you know, I hate to call it alternative, but like other options, if you will. And that's when I came across a chiropractor, in fact, and he was specializing in women. He really focused on women's health. And that's when I thought, well, I didn't even know chiropractors could do that, like focus on different things. So, you know, of course I went to see him because I felt more comfortable talking to somebody else besides my grandpa, you know, my poor 80-something-year-old grandfather.
Love you, grandpa, but we're not going to talk cycles.
I get that. But he taught, I mean, he laid the foundation for me, absolutely.
Sure.
So, but this chiropractor, I was just blown away from the moment I walked in. I was treated differently. I got education. I got care. I felt like I was being cared for in a way I had never been cared for. Things were explained to me. I got to understand like the body-mind connection. And it was just like mind-blowing. And I felt better immediately. But it was about almost shy of a year that I started having normal cycles. And when I say normal, I mean like no pain, no missing work, and all the other stuff. And I was just, I thought, this is what I'm going to do.
Just blown away by it. Yeah.
So that's when he became a mentor and a friend. And that's when I kind of journeyed into Logan Chiropractic School and realized like, I'm going to help people just like I've been helped, because this is so many women that deal with these same types of issues.
So many women that deal with this. I mean, it comes up all the time, you know, from the time that we start our cycles to the time that they end and beyond. Mm-hmm. There's just hormone balance is such a huge topic.
Huge. Every woman's interested in it because it affects
it so changes
many
everything. Mm-hmm. Well, and it changes everything. I mean, everything. If your hormones are off, you know, clearly there's probably a gut health issue and some other things going on. Your neurotransmitters are going to be off. So there's going to be mood disorders and other issues. It's just, it's all tied together. And I'm, you know, preaching to the choir on that, but it's something that I've been through myself. And so I can just, it pulls my heartstrings.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. So that's why we do what we do in our practice. Like, we're chiropractors, but we understand that, you know, the body is, it's so much more than just people coming in getting out of pain. Like, it's like, let's get to the root cause of, you know, yeah, your pain, but also why are you having these cramps? Why are you having these PCOS or, you know, whatever it is. And that's kind of how we melded the functional medicine into what we do too. So
are there extra parts in the body?
There shouldn't. No, we're born with everything we need, right?
I asked because I had a consult with a client earlier this week, and she came to me and said, you know, she's like, well, I've had my appendix removed and I've had my gallbladder removed and she named off a couple of other things she had done surgically. And, you know, looking at the way she was eating immediately, it was like, oh boy. Yeah. And of course I'm very careful about, I stay in my lane. I'm very careful about what I say. But to me, knowing the things that I've been through, if I were to look at that sheet of paper, I would be able to pick apart and see, you know, I could have made this, this, and this change to see if maybe those things could have been prevented just from a different perspective, you know?
Sure.
And so it was interesting because she said, well, you know, verbatim, the person that she had been working with had said that she just didn't need those parts.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. It was interesting. It was interesting, right? And so to have a conversation and talk about, you know, functionally how things can work in the body and how, you know, a few small changes might make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And her mind was so blown. And she said, why didn't I know this years ago? And that's why I do this show.
That's so great. I mean, people are looking for these types of answers. So it's awesome because they just don't know. You know, society tells us one thing, we're taught that way from a very little person, and then we just don't have that other perspective.
Yeah. So to have that conversation, just be listening and taking that in from her and trying to, you know, figure out who to refer her to next and what to do. And, you know, just, and I'm a health coach, not a doctor. So I just wanted to ask a doctor, in your opinion, do we have extra parts?
Nope.
Do we need all of our parts? So. Probably. Yeah, we do. Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. So moving forward. So tell me more about your practice at Keio Chiropractic.
So we are first and foremost chiropractic. So we do functional medicine, but primarily we do chiropractic because I believe so strongly in just the power of the body and the nervous system being the most important system. So we have to have good, you know, communication from brain to body to be able to heal. However, as my grandfather would tell you many, many years ago, when he started his practice in the 40s, 40s and 50s, people didn't need functional medicine because we didn't have the stress, the toxicity, the dietary, you know, issues. They were people coming in, farmers, you know. So he watched over the decades his practice change to incorporate more nutrition and things like functional medicine as he, you know, progressed into the later years of his career. So I'm a mixer, if you will, like a mixer chiropractor, which just basically means you do chiropractic and you do other things like nutrition and functional medicine, because I think together it's just incredible.
You know, I've never heard that term, mixer.
It's a chiropractic thing that
I like it.
We call each other. I mean, there's the straights and the mixers, but yeah, I'd be kind of
interesting.
Considered a mixer, as I think most are, like that I talk to, that my colleagues are, a lot of them, we mix things. But again, like chiropractic is, if you're not doing chiropractic with your functional medicine, I just don't think you're going to get the results that you would.
Yeah. Yeah. Personally. So, okay. And absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. From my experience, it's been just amazing to combine those, really integrate all of those different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. All right, so let's talk about, you are, for those who are listening on the radio, I want to remind you to go back to facebook.com/getrealtoheal so that you can see the video of the Facebook Live that we're doing, so that you can see how beautiful and glowing Dr. Keio is.
So sweet.
You are. And you are pregnant. And so you are how many weeks pregnant?
34 today. 34.
So to go from dealing with all of the hormonal issues and all of the things mm-hmm. that you had to deal with as a woman to now having a beautiful, glowing, healthy pregnancy, how does that feel?
It's pretty empowering because I was told at one point I probably wouldn't have kids. And that was a long time ago when I was like 16. So I didn't really, you know, care as much. It still really struck me like, oh, well, I think I'll want kids someday. I had kids. I'm older, so I had kids later, but it's just empowering to be like, well, I look at me now. Like I have beautiful, it's my second pregnancy. It's going well, like healthy, you know, I have a healthy baby. I have another one on the way. So yeah, it's really amazing.
You know, there's a course that my background prior to becoming a health coach and going back to school to study to do this was actually, I have a master's in communication, interpersonal communication, and then also organizational communication was an emphasis for me as well. So as I had finished health coaching school, I could go on for additional degrees. You know, my health coaching transferred into a couple of different colleges for master's in healthcare communication, actually. Wow. Combining those two fields, which I thought was interesting. And the reason I say that is that seems like a long tangential way, right, of getting to the next point. How powerful are the words of doctors?
Extremely. Yeah.
So to be at the age 16, 17 and have someone tell you, you may not be able to, and I, you know, yeah, what did I that
see,
feel like?
Oh, well, I see what you're going. I see where you're going with this, because I have people every day that we see in our practice that, well, I was diagnosed with this. I was told that I would have this forever. And it becomes so ingrained in our mindset. And then we're a reflection of, like, our health is a reflection of that. So if we, you know, health really starts up here between our ears, right? If we can change up here and how we think about our health, then the rest is easy. But so many people, you know, they're so impressionable at that age. So I remember thinking, like,
well,
wow.
And honestly, even especially at that age, but at any age, oh my gosh.
If a doctor's telling you.
I was getting diagnoses every 2-3 years of some other major autoimmune disease until I had accumulated 7-ish of them.
Wow.
And, you know, even at age 32, when I got the last diagnoses, it was every time. It changed the way that I looked at myself. It changed the way that I looked at my potential for the future. It changed the way that I operated in the world and within my family. And so I want to take a second to just pause on that to really talk about how powerful those words are coming from a healthcare provider, and how important it is that, you know, that we start thinking about changing the way that we communicate within that system. And I love that functional medicine does things differently, and it means the world to me.
Yeah.
So thank you for all the things that you and all of your colleagues do. I think it's amazing because it's given me hope and it's given me my life back.
Yeah. And empowered
me
to make those changes.
You bet.
With us just kind of guiding you that way.
You bet. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a really important point.
Yes.
So let's double back though to your practice now. So prenatal and pediatric and chiropractic and how these all meld together. Your practice is. I've had the opportunity to visit your office and see feel the energy there first off, and see how the team works and flows together. And I really enjoyed it. And I did see a lot of moms and kids and everybody in the practice, and everybody seemed happy, and it was just really a fantastic thing to witness.
Thank you.
How do you work with people in terms of prenatal and then pediatric and chiropractic? How does that all meld together for you?
When I was in school, I realized that, like, the most important time to be getting chiropractic is probably when you're in the womb, right? Because your mother needs to be, like, doing her best, and then therefore the baby's going to be thriving. So it just kind of hit me one day. I remember thinking, like, wow, I'm going to really focus my practice on, I think I was in like not even halfway done with school. And I remember thinking, I'm going to focus my practice on women and children, because that's like the most important time in a woman's life, like when she's pregnant. What other time is more important than that? So that's when I knew that I was going to, you know, go that direction and focus on that. Now we see lots of men in our practice. You know, we see everybody else too, but that's kind of really our most favorite, you know, people to take care of, is our moms and our pregnant moms, and our little ones. So you know, adjusting an infant, people sometimes kind of cringe at that. Like, why would you get your baby adjusted? And it's, if you've had your children adjusted, which I don't know if you had.
Let me tell you a story about that, actually. Okay. my son had terrible, terrible reflux. And I know a lot of moms deal with this. But I mean, it was the exorcist style reflux where, like, he would turn his head and it would project 5, 6, 7, 8 feet across and hit the wall. And you're like, oh what goodness. Is happening? Is my child possessed? I mean, how is that even possible? And also, the volume, it was like, where, you have such a tiny little adorable body, where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just was awful. And we weren't sleeping and everything was just bad, right? And we had been through barium tests and all kinds of other procedures on my little precious baby, and he was on Prevacid. And anyway, actually it was Prevacid or a couple of other things as well they had tried on him, because I was still in that model. And I had a dear friend from high school who was a second generation chiropractor herself, and I ran into her and she said, why don't you bring him in? I'm actually studying at Logan. Bring him up and let me adjust him, which was scary. But at that point, I hadn't slept in so long and he had been through so much. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I want to encourage people not to wait till they're desperate.
Yes.
Again,
me too.
The pills and the surgeries have their place, mm-hmm. right? not disrespecting the wonderful things that our current medical, you know, our modern medical model can do, but do the other simple things first. Mm-hmm. You know, a simple manipulation, hands-on, lovingly, mm-hmm. right, can do wonders. I had him adjusted that night. He slept through the night for the first time. I got my first 6.5-7 hours straight sleep in almost 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
It was magical. And he was a different baby on the ride home. Wow. It was amazing.
We hear that all the time. Like, it's just that powerful. But most people are afraid. You know, they'd rather opt for the prescription because the doctor said it's safe. And, you know, they're like, oh, I don't know enough about chiropractic.
They don't understand it.
To feel safe.
Sure.
But it is, you know, there's no cracking or popping or anything like that. It looks like you're giving the baby like a massage.
A little massage. Yeah.
But it's so powerful. Like they have nervous systems just like you or I do. And they get bound up and contorted in pregnancy and delivery. And every baby comes out with subluxations, which is, you know, their body, their structure system being off. So I just encourage all our parents and the other doctors in my practice as well, like, bring your baby in and just let us check them. Make sure that they're not, you know, off, because that can lead to other symptoms that you don't want to deal with later. So we always have to, you know, it's not a common thing to bring your kid to a chiropractor. It's getting more common, but it's something that people can be a little hesitant to do.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we continue to just have these conversations with friends, family, neighbors, and put it out there that, you know, hey, this is not a strange thing. This has been, and honestly, whether it's chiropractic as we now know it in the modern age, or many of the other traditional practices, right? This mm-hmm. hands-on loving touch and healing therapy mm-hmm. has been done for eons.
A long time.
This is what people did.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's important to touch on that.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
So, okay, so where do we go from here? You have Wilk versus AMA.
I put that on there because I thought it was kind of important to talk about, and I don't know the exact timeline, but I believe this happened in the 80s. And it's just really kind of putting emphasis on, you know, how chiropractic, why it is what it is today. So I'll just kind of give you a little snapshot of it, but it's... You know, in the 80s, there was a time where the AMA, the American Medical Association, was really trying to, like, do away with chiropractic. I think everyone knows that. And this gentleman, Wilk, and I think there were some other chiropractors involved, they basically filed a lawsuit. They sued the AMA, and they won, which is pretty impressive just to think of how far chiropractic has come. You know, 1895 to now, where, you know, insurance, you know, sometimes insurance takes care of chiropractic. We're in hospitals, take workman's comp. Like, it's just pretty fascinating how much chiropractic has changed and grown throughout the years. But I think it also, just to go back to the point where, you know, chiropractors have a different philosophy on health. You know, we look at health differently than medical, and we're not trying to get in the medical lane. We're hope to work together. I mean, we have medical doctors we work with, and it's a beautiful thing because we both stay in our lane, and we both understand that we're working together to serve the patient. But the point was just to kind of distinguish the two. You know, we're not trying to be medical doctors like at that point they thought we were. Like, you know, let's do away with chiropractors all together.
No one's trying to take either's job. We're just trying to all complement and work together to best serve the client, the patient, mm-hmm. the human on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Just or on
serve
the table.
Our patients. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought that was helpful to kind of just distinguish.
No, I'm glad that
two.
You brought that up. And I didn't know the name of the case, but I had heard about that vaguely. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you brought that up because I think it's an important point. And then, yeah, talking a little bit about functional medicine and how it applies in your practice, what are some of the other things that you do? And I'm going to preface that by saying we have about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Which means that you're going to have to come back.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to do that.
All right. Yeah. You must come back. We must do this again.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So just briefly, you know, I'm really big on establishing a base, right? So, you know, say you come into the practice, you don't really feel like you have too many health issues, but functional medicine can really just look at, you know, we can use blood, saliva, stool, like however we need to do it, just to get a really good base on people. But most of our patients have issues that they want addressed that they're not getting addressed with their other practitioner, that, you know, they keep getting prescribed different medications that aren't helping. So
yeah, again, just different view and looking at ways to be complementary and, exactly. and try to help with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. yeah. So just looking at how we can prevent, you know, prevent things or address things, you know, alongside a medical doctor.
And empowering people to be able to know what they can do in terms, you know, nutrition, sleep, habits, right? A lot of the stuff that mm-hmm. I deal with as well. And it's, yeah, giving people a basis to be empowered to know that they can do something proactive to help their own health.
Absolutely. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, well, first off, let's just, how can people get in touch with you? What's the process for working with you? Give me a little lead in there.
Well, the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is www.keochiropractic.com. Keo is K-E-O-U-G-H, and chiropractic.com. And you can make an appointment there. You can do a general inquiry and ask questions. Facebook, we're all over Facebook too. So people, you know, they reach out to us on there a lot. So there's a lot of different ways you can reach us.
And I love following you on Instagram.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You do some great things on there. And I love watching you work out with your beautiful belly. The pregnant workouts are fantastic.
Thanks.
How can people find you on Instagram?
I just got that handle. So I believe it's just Dr. Keo.
Dr. Keo. Yeah, and Keo. And so Keo is, again, K-E-O-U-G-H, like dough.
Yep.
Keo.
Exactly.
Okay, great. And I just want to say thank you so much for being on today. I've enjoyed our conversation as always.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad I was here.
Yeah. Dr. Felicity Keo of Keo Chiropractic in St. Charles, Missouri. Be sure to check her out. And if you'd like to find this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal, check us out on soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal. You can also find us on facebook.com/Get Real to Heal to watch the Facebook lives that we do of each of these wonderful interviews. And if you'd like to reach out to me for a consult or anything else, amandalaplante.com or 314-583-6749. Go make it a great day.